Well, Tucker Carlson could not believe that someone could be punished by the Justice Department for sowing disruption. That seems to be what the Justice Department has against Biden sexual assault accuser Tara Reid. Now, Tucker published an interview with Tara Reid that he filmed when he was in Russia earlier this year. She says that she has petitioned from her lawyer many times what the Justice Department has in a sealed indictment against her. She has also asked that they unseal the records from the investigation that they did against Joe Biden immediately after her alleged assault, and she cannot get access to her records. Watch her explain how a group of Black nationalists have been charged on the FARA Act and how the Justice Department is about to charge them for sowing disruption and why she thinks that's what they have on her too.
And you know what the charge is? Sowing discord. So I want people to really hear this, because sowing discord shouldn't be a crime, and they shouldn't be able, but they're being
Sowing discord?
Sowing discord. That's the term under the FARA Act and the backdoor into the Espionage Act. And so they're facing up to 10 years in prison or more. Their passports have been taken away. The sentencing happens this month. They have no ties to Russia. They simply spoke out against the proxy war against, you know, Russia via Ukraine. And for that, they've been punished. And, you know, what I want people to hear is that it's not just January 6th people that are being targeted by the DOJ.
No.
It's to the left. It's to the right.
That's right.
It's someone like me that just had a claim against my former employer that should have been investigated properly and should have been adjudicated in a proper way. And I should have been treated with some dignity instead of having my life torn to pieces.
Now, I was not familiar with this Uhuru group, but she's right. They have been indicted by the Justice Department. So I'd like to learn more about that. If you'd like to learn with me, let me know what you know. But here is a very basic summary of Tara Reid's case, in case you don't know, which probably you're not that familiar because the media doesn't give a crap. They either attack her or completely ignore her. Now, as I tell you her story, think about how much you do know about Jean Carroll and Stormy Daniels. Okay? Let's just put that on one side of your brain as we talk about this.
Maybe more than you ever wanted to know.
Right. Now, in the 90s, Tara Reid worked as a staffer. She was a fervent Democrat for then-Senator Joe Biden. He was a very handsy guy. She knew that all along. And one day he told his office manager to make Tara bring him his gym bag. She chased him down. And when she found him, she says he pushed her into a hallway and used his hand to assault her. She froze, pushed him away. And when it was done, this is what she says in her book. He said, "Ah, come on, man. I heard you liked me." She said she didn't cry or speak out. She froze. And when it was over, he said, "You're nothing to me. You understand? Nothing. Now go on. You're fine. You're okay." And he walked away. So she did report it to her supervisors immediately. She did tell her friends. In what happened because of that report is she was discouraged from pursuing it further and was offered a nice little walking package. She told her friends and her family. Many people corroborated that to the New York Times and other media outlets. Also, her mom called into CNN's Larry King asking for advice about her daughter who had been assaulted. Now, Tara Reid never knew about this until it was surfaced during the 2020 election. Here is that very clip.
Yes, hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true.
Okay. Now, the story she told Tucker Carlson on this interview, which I hope that you watch, is the same story she's been telling Redacted over and over, that she wants to testify against Joe Biden. She wants the Justice Department to show her the charges against her and give her the records of her report from the 90s. She wants protection from the United Nations Human Rights Special Rapporteur. And she wants Jim Jordan to look into this corruption in the House Judiciary Committee. She has received none of that. She's been left out to dry, despite the Democrats' rallying cry of "Believe all women." And now she's being pursued, she says, for sowing discord because she's challenging the powerful and the person backed by clearly secret dark forces. Now, she is living in Moscow under political asylum, and clearly she has been for a year now. She went there for business, and she said at the time she was planning to go to the Senate in the United States and request a congressional investigation of her story.
To the story. You're in Moscow, where we are now, and you hear that you could be indicted or punished under the Foreign Agent Registration Act for giving this interview with a local TV station. And what do you do? How do you respond?
Well, I wanted to look at all the data points. You know, I'm not an impulsive person. I like to think, and I didn't have a lot of time. I mean, we're talking, I had to make this in a 48-hour window, right? And so this was a lot of pressure, but I did. I took the time. I talked to my daughter for hours. I talked to my lawyer. I got more data points of other people who had opinions that were educated. And then I talked to Matt Gaetz. And I am forever grateful that he took my call, and he was, you know, I want to give him some credit here.
Because, the congressman from Florida.
Yeah, because I was supposed to go the first week of June and walk with him on the Senate floor to get my Senate thing opened, and I wanted to do that. And he advised me, he didn't advise me, I should rephrase that. He gave me information. He basically just said, you know, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about your personal safety. And you're good where you are, you know, that kind of thing. And he just said he knew how those people operated. And so he was concerned about me.
Those people being employees of the U.S. government.
Right. And he sits on the Intelligence Committee. So when a U.S. congressman tells you something like that, that's a remarkable data point, right?
It is a
remarkable data point, and I trusted him. He could have easily just said, oh, sure, it'll be fine. And I did ask him, I said, please, you know, Congressman, can you help me? Can you get me off these charges? Can you? And he said, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. My hands are tied. I don't even know what they are. And sometimes some of this intelligence isn't shared. But what I can tell you is just that I understand how these people operate. And yeah, I'm really worried about your personal safety.
God, can you imagine?
No.
So she's there on a trip as part of a book. She was working on her book. She was there, supposed to be just there for about a week.
Yes.
And she was set to come home and see her daughter, her daughter's birthday.
She's getting married and graduating.
Yeah, getting married and graduating. So she was getting ready to come home and then gets this data point from Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Right, saying that you could be arrested when you come back. Now, I want to sort of juxtapose this with Tucker's situation, because at the time, they're both sitting in Moscow. Tucker was told the same thing, that if he went to Moscow, he could be charged. And he said, I reject that. I'm a citizen. What I'm doing is legal, and I'm going to do it anyway. And he went. But if Tucker had been arrested and charged, it would have caused an absolute stink. We would see clearly that the Justice Department was targeting him politically. Would this media, or would there be a stink for Tara Reid? Well, no, they've shown that the media doesn't care.
They ignore her,
right? So what would it have caused outrage beyond something like this show? Clearly not. Watch.
And you think about it, I'm not that well known. I would have been in the news maybe a day or two. Maybe you or someone else might have talked about me for a couple of times, but it would have been considered a conspiracy theory, like Adam Rich, right? And his death.
Seth Rich. Right.
Seth Rich, yeah.
So we interviewed her just after she sought asylum in Russia last year. And the thing that still haunts me is that she had to put her life together there with spit and glue based on fear and intimidation by her own government. Watch. I guess this is kind of an obvious question, but I want to ask it. Do you want to be there?
Right now, okay, this is the thing. When I came here, I was on vacation for 7 days. So, and I was telling, you know, Clayton and you, I think, earlier, that I had a suitcase with 7 days worth of clothes, not even a coat. And so I'm not, I don't have many of the things that I need with me right now. And that's a bit of a challenge because I can't get mail here.
My understanding is you're going to need a coat in Russia.
I have plenty to go. So I came here for the book. My book was given to an international publishing house here in Moscow that was going to translate it in several languages, including Russian, and redistribute it with three additional chapters. And then they accepted another book the manuscript's due in the fall. And I was so excited about all that. So I thought I was going to go home. There was a family event I was to attend that happened last week and some other things because my daughter's going to be getting married next year. So I was, you know, I had a lot of plans this summer with around family and events. And I was looking forward to an easier schedule because I was just going to have a writing schedule. And and then I was given information that I couldn't go home.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to get too emotional, but I can't tell you what it's like to not know when I'm going to see my daughter.
Yeah.
My family, my friends, and my pets. So it's been an adjustment. As far as like here, people here have been lovely to me. I have no complaints. I mean, they're treating me so well. I have enough to eat. I'm okay. I have enough to, you know, I have a place to sleep. I have a safe place to be. I have work that I can do, some writing work and all of that. So, you know, that's all positive. I was looking forward to coming back and forth between Russia and the United States, like Scott Ritter and other people do.
Yeah.
But apparently that option wasn't allowed for me.
Okay. So again, I just ask you to consider her story, just the same way Tucker Carlson now is. We have been asking you for that for a long time. And also consider that the media is so in love with Stormy Daniels, a porn star who had a consensual alleged relationship with Donald Trump. This woman was attacked allegedly by Joe Biden, and she then has subsequently been attacked by her own government. So who is deciding? Again, the argument around Stormy Daniels is that we, the voters, had the right to know about it. Well, why do we, the voters, not have a right to know about what happened to Tara Reid at the hands of Joe Biden? Who's deciding to pursue her and not Stormy Daniels, who at a minimum seems to have perjured herself, at worst extorted sex for money? So why is this happening? And we, as the American public, what are we going to do about it? So let me know what you think of that.
Well, hopefully...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, hopefully shining a light on this, Tucker shining a light on this, you know, on a large scale will maybe create some movement here for Tara,
right,
in the Justice Department and get some, you know, rattle some cages, or at least maybe more congressmen besides just Congressman Gates will come forward and really try to shine a light on this, Jim Jordan, et cetera, at a larger scale. Go ahead, Philip.
I was going to say how terrifying the idea of being charged with sowing discord is. Because like, yes, if you've got an entire government, the size of the U.S. government, coming after you for something so just confusing as sowing discord. Mm-hmm. That's like, how is that? That is a terrifying thing, that if they're going after people for that, because yeah. I mean, what is that ultimately? What is sowing discord?
Yeah. What does that even mean?
It's wrong think.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's wrong think. It's part of the thought crime police right now that we're facing at the Justice Department. Well, let us know what you think about that in the comments below. And we really appreciate Tara always being open and honest, and our heart goes out to her and her situation. So hopefully there's some movement on this. We try to shine a light on it, but Tucker, you know, much louder bullhorn, hopefully, can rattle
and
some
And read cages. Her book. If you want to know exactly what this is about, I do recommend it. It's an easy read, and you'll realize exactly, you know, how many things she has done right and how many things have been done to her.
Yeah, maybe make that an Amazon bestseller. Like, that could help, right? Put that.
Oh, that's another one. When you put it in Amazon, you're going to get like a blip in the matrix, because they do not want you to read that book.
The book is called Left Out by Tara Reid. Check it out on Amazon. And yeah, and you know, because Amazon loves to suppress books like this. So see if you can find it, buy it, share it. There it is. That's the front cover of it. When the truth doesn't fit in, read it, understand what she went through. Let's make it an Amazon bestseller. And then they can't ignore it. You know, once it sits at the top of the charts, I love that.
Yeah,
the redacted audience. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.